Are you done being mad, Gary?
Yes.
All right, let's go.
Let's go.
I love the fact that he's going to start the pod off with, "Are you done being mad, Gary?" And he says, let's go.
Just ruined it, Mike. You're my enemy now.
I can give a fuck.
Welcome back. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Welcome back to the... Come on!
No, keep it going.
Hey!
Yeah, wait. Welcome back to... What are we today? We are the world's most dynamic podcast.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. We are... What are we again?
Well, our mics are in dynamic, so...
I forgot the name of our pod.
Well,
I'm just kidding. We are off the rails, baby. I'm Rich Devlin, this bitch, but it's my left.
I forgot my name. Last week it was.
No. All
right, Razzy in the building. Definitely in the building.
Jesus Christ, man. What happened?
No, I forgot my name, literally.
How did you forget?
No, I'm kidding.
You know what, run it
We're
back.
Off the rails.
Cut that.
No, come on. Oh, I had something for you. Oh.
Gary, dance.
Fuck, man.
That's like how you wash it. You know how when they say you're sniffing things to cleanse the palate, you gotta sniff coffee beans?
Yeah.
Coffee beans.
All right.
Yo, hit it to my right.
Hit it one more time for his intro. Hold on.
God damn, man.
Go ahead, Mikey.
Nah, no, fuck my plan.
Hit it.
Oh, my bad. Get out to the gate to the E, baby. Now it's just awful. Now it's just disingenuous. It's the name of the podcast.
All that for that?
It's not awful.
No, fuck that. If you would have not paused after you did that, shit would have been dope.
It's not awful.
Now my shit looks subtle. I look like a fucking solo-ass Fat Ja Rule. Come on,
no,
man.
No, it's not awful. It's off the rails.
You gotta push
for
arms like, wait,
that's
still
ooh.
A hustle.
Yes.
Still a hustle.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know what I mean?
I love when Irv Gotti comes out.
I love that they're just all talking and no singing.
No, this part right here. This part right here.
This shit.
That's Irv Gotti.
That shit scared me. See, I didn't know that was Irv Gotti when I was young. Uh-huh. So it just sounded like, remember the Michael Jackson laugh on Thriller?
Yeah.
I thought it was like one of those, so it would scare me. I'm like, who's that spooky eye?
That motherfuckers is ready or what?
Is
that motherfuckers ready or what?
Okay.
Yo,
that
just
okay.
Yeah.
They got my back against the
pool. I'm the villain that's keeping the rail corners.
Who got who on this?
One of the most filthiest beats.
Who got who on this though? I
DMX.
DMX comes in hot. You gotta come in hot to a beat like this.
You see my eyes crossed?
No, I saw him.
I couldn't rap without my eyes being crossed like that.
That's true. But DMX comes in hot, sets the bar high. But then Jay-Z, you know, comes in with that, you liar, you, that whole flow. But Ja Rule is not a slouch either. Like, Ja Rule hits.
I feel like Ja doesn't get enough respect for Vinny Vidivici. Yeah. And I brought this up only because I text this fuckface and Young. And I was like, hey, Vinny Vidivici, classic.
Yeah.
And then I get back. Is it though?
Not for me. Because I didn't hear that shit.
Well, like, what do you mean, is it, though?
It's a classic for a lot of people, though.
You gotta... I mean, I feel like after 50 shit on him and then had people thinking he was soft, like, you just forgot that he had hits?
No. But Vinny Vidivici was good, but I'm a Rule 336 guy.
That's just because of Stone Cold, and I hate your guts for
that. No. That's... That had nothing to do...
Oh, you think he's referencing the Bible?
They're not correlation... There's no correlation between Ja Rule and Stone Cold.
The 336.
That's 336, not 316.
What'd you call me?
They're not correlation, bro.
I don't know his locker combination.
There's no correlation.
There you go. Thank you.
Point is, I had to break it down for him because it's like it starts off hot. 2-6.
Yeah.
Number heat.
Okay.
Then we got a skit in the middle.
Yeah.
Another little skit. Kind of slows it down a little bit. But then we go, it's murder for life, what's the other one? Running out of time or something like that? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, something like that.
But it's fire all the way through. So,
dog,
classico.
I feel that a lot of albums from that era like are like that, though.
Yeah.
Where, like, you get in the middle and it's like a Swiss Beats throwaway. It's like, we can't get a Swiss Beats beat, then give me something that sounds like it.
The copycat.
Yeah.
And throw it
and
in the
it's
middle.
Like, it's not the best.
I love this new segment that we got on our podcast, Jaw Talk. We're going to bring it up
Jaw
every
talk,
week.
Jaw Talk, Jaw Talk.
We're going to bring up something different about Ja Rule.
Yeah.
This week, we're talking Vinny Vidi Vici. Next week, check back in when we talk Love Don't Cost a Thing.
And we love probably won't.
Was that the movie he was in?
No, that's Nick Cannon.
Yeah. Fuck, I thought it was Ja Rule.
No, he was in the movie with Steven Seagal. And they were in prison.
He was.
Oh, he was.
He was. I forget the name.
Fuck,
of that
Fuck, I forgot. That was
Corrupt was in there.
Yeah, that was a good one.
But it was a good movie. It wasn't a bad movie.
No, I liked it. I liked it.
But his all time, and we're supposed to talk movies next week. This week was Vinny Vidivici. John talk next week is John films.
Half past dead.
Yeah. Yes. But no, his most famous role. Mm-hmm. Of all time for Jeffrey Atkins, aka Ja Rule,
mm-hmm.
has to be Fast and the Furious.
Fast and the Furious.
No, Monica.
I mean, it's not. I don't remember anything other than that line.
Yeah,
from the first Fast and the Furious.
I remember Vin Diesel breaking his arm at the end of the movie, coming out of his
car.
Oh,
he did. Yeah.
Speaking of which, didn't Tyrese just come out like this week saying how him and Paul Walker both fucked the same stunt double or whatever?
Eva Mendez stunt double, yeah.
Yeah.
And I saw her, and then she had an interview where she like confirmed it.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Fucked them both. I'm a whore. I'm paraphrasing.
No.
Am I canceled?
She's a player. She's a player.
She crushes a lot.
Look at him.
Yeah.
Look at him being super woke.
Women can be players too. They can crush
exactly,
a lot.
Exactly.
Women can be players too.
They can crush a lot if they want.
Mm. Speaking of like Jay-Z and Ja Rule and all them, did you hear the AI, Jay-Z AI verse?
Yeah, it's fire. We don't need anybody anymore.
No.
Let's just AI everyone and make the most fire album that we've ever wanted. Let's put Jay with, who do you want to hear Jay with?
Well, on that record, it sounded like Jay-Z with like, it sounded like Jay-Z with like a robot
Jay-Z
or something.
With Jay Farrell acting as Jay-Z.
Yeah, kind of. But no, but it had the, like Jay-Z had the cane vocoder.
Like he just got a tracheotomy.
No, but Jay-Z, it goes in and out. Did you hear the verse?
I haven't heard it.
I used to think smoking.
Not like that.
No, oh, you don't know a die from tobacco.
Yeah.
And you won't think worth the heck with that big hole in your neck.
Wait, they made that a song?
Yeah,
in middle school?
There's a dude in New York. This is a commercial for smoking cigarettes. It's a dude in New York. He has a cowboy hat, and he's just on the street, and he's singing. He's like,
oh, you don't always die from tobacco.
I think it's a blown opportunity. They should have partnered with WB, and then as she finishes that song that she sings, it like zooms into the hole in her neck, and then Porky the Pig pops out and he goes, da, 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 da. That's all, folks!
Oh, he did?
What?
Whoa! ¿Qué pasó?
What happened?
That's an ill freeze. Oh, technical difficulties. Gary, what'd you do?
OBS has crashed.
Oh, damn. I don't know. Is that other people's property?
And Opie, you get stomped by Opie. You're 36-year-old. You can't hold me.
Are we you still don't know me. You're too old. Don't know. No. Nobody
let that here, though?
Yeah, we're still recording.
Audio. So yeah, let's keep it going, baby.
Keep it going.
This is going to be an audio-only pod.
We're going to be back right now.
Good, because tired of seeing Gary's face.
All right. But, here.
Anyway.
Keep going.
So you were talking about Jay-Z AI.
I got us.
We gonna start over again.
He's playing all of it. Vinny.
No, you should have played.
Because
what do you
call it? This week's Ja Talk is Vinny Vici.
Ja Talk.
Hey, you know what? It's gonna be funny because we are gonna dedicate 5 minutes in every pod for Ja Talk, and but you guys are being assholes about it. Do you
I
really
love Ja Rule, bro? I tell I'm a Ja Rule stan.
I'm a Ja head.
I stand by that.
He's about to say I'm a Ja head.
I'm a Ja head.
The funniest thing was he made a whole diss album. Wasn't Blood in My Eye like a whole diss to 50 Cent?
And I love Blood in My Eye.
But it was a diss album, right?
Yeah.
What's funny is this album. Yeah, no, it's really sad. Like, that's sad. It didn't hit like it was supposed to. If that was
well, the it case. Had clap back. It also had. Is it Run Against Time? Why can't I think of that song?
Look, clap also, back wasn't.
Your diss can't be catchy.
Yeah, yeah, no,
we
yeah.
gon' clap back. We gon' clap back. We gon' clap back.
Get ready for war, nigga.
We gon' clap back. Like, that's not a scary diss.
Hey, Gary, that giggle was disingenuous.
It was. My bad. Way to bring it back.
I just want to make sure it happens. But no, clap back, look, it wasn't Fire and Flames, but I liked it.
But then Curtis was kind of also like a diss album in a way.
Curtis!
Like, that was a...
That was Cameron, right?
Yeah.
Which did he really think that was gonna be like a diss?
That was weird as fuck.
Like his actual name?
Cause Cameron's Curtis. Silly like that. Cameron's silly like that. He's one of those dudes that say a joke that thinks that if you say something elongated, it's a joke. Like, well, you listen to 50 Cent, you listen to Curtis, and then everybody, all his boys, start laughing. You're like, yeah.
Yeah, that's his name. What's the joke here?
As his boys who laughed at him and made him think that it was good to put on a fucking album. Man,
but I don't want no beef because that's Gary's favorite rapper. And if he
it's
doesn't...
Him. It's him and DJ.
Nunez!
If he doesn't re-post this...
That's Gary. What I'm going to do whenever I diss Gary. I'm going to be like, Nunez!
Nunez!
Oh my God, Freako go give you some fire verses. He's had him in the clip for you.
Speaking of disrespect, though, did you guys think that it was disrespectful for what was his name, Reese
Witherspoon?
Yeah, Reese Witherspoon.
What was his name? Who? Reese Witherspoon.
I can smell your lightsaber. No, the girl from the NCAA championship.
Oh, that's Angel Reese.
Angel Reese, yeah.
No, it was fucking Kim.
She did the exact same thing.
Yeah.
That the white chick did, and then she got criticized for it.
Well, the thing was, I think. So, was it only David Portnoy, or was it a lot of people that were criticizing her for it?
David Portnoy.
He lost his ability for him to be called Dave after he said some stupid shit like he did on Twitter.
You gotta say his whole name now? That's yeah. Dave. No, that's David.
That's David Davidson.
To
me. That boy is white as white can be. Fucking yeah. David I mean, Portnoy. But
like, what do you say? Classless, what?
Yeah, classless piece of shit.
I mean, that's harsh.
Exactly,
that's
bro.
Harsh. Just, that's harsh. Even if she was classless and did something classless, yeah, that's it's a little harsh to.
Yeah, man.
I don't know why I call someone like a piece of shit.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm. I feel is just a little extra.
It is. There we go. It is.
Cause like shit is like the lowest of the low, right? So
has your parent ever called you pedazo de mierda?
No.
Yeah, mine did.
I mean,
and it hurt.
Accurate.
Fight me.
Okie dokie. But like, yeah, like.
No, that's wild.
It's also not even that serious. Like,
it's not
for someone to call somebody a classless piece of shit over. Being competitive in a sport.
Unless you look, if you lost a lot of money, I get it, bro. Like I don't feel your pain, but I get that you would post something like that in some sort of drunken tweet or I lost money. But to go that hard after this girl has been fucking, you know, what's the white girl's name? Caitlyn.
Caitlyn, I got it right here.
I don't know, but she's Caitlyn been doing Caterson. The same shit. Being fucking a basketball player, what they do on the court, you know, barking to each other. Why the fuck it doesn't matter if some chick who actually said some shit, I forget what Angel said before the game, but she's like, you know, she basically was like, she gonna come over here for the smoke, she gonna get the smoke. Mm-hmm. You know, she didn't say those words, but that's basically what she was saying. And she just, you know, returned the energy back.
There was
back.
A head roll, there was a yeah, neck snap. Yeah, man, just
returned the energy yeah, back.
Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, man.
Is her name.
Oh, yeah, Caitlin Clark, yeah.
And she was draining threes. She was doing the,
she was
doing
waving
great.
People off and shit.
Saying, no, but...
See, I'm not going to guard you. That was dirty. Yeah. I like that, though.
That was look, dope. That was dope.
That was kind of... Game... It's kind of hot.
Game respect game. Even when
it's kind of hot.
Even when they asked her...
A little hot about it.
How old is she, bro?
Yeah.
She's in college?
Yeah.
Oh, you good.
Okay, we good. Hot.
Gary checked.
Scary for a second.
No, but she, you know, when they asked Caitlin, what, you know, what did you feel about all this stuff that they said about Angel? She's like, she just did the same thing I did. What the fuck?
Yeah. She didn't care.
She didn't matter.
This was the first time I ever watched NCAA women's basketball.
Oh, they almost got me. Still didn't watch it though.
You didn't watch it? I watched both games.
I watched the highlights and the tickers come and my notifications, but still didn't get me to watch. You almost had me though. You almost fucking
You
had
should
me.
Watch. They were it was exciting.
The one thing I do
how many dunks?
None.
the one thing I don't fully agree where I think it's just age talking is when I guess Jill Biden said, you know what, they both played great. I'd love to invite them both to the White House.
Yeah.
And then Angel was just like, you know what, man, fuck that. Like, I'd rather go see the Obamas. Like,
pull up in their 2-bedroom apartment.
Yeah, like she was like, I don't.
They ain't in the White House no more.
Yeah.
They'd have moved on out.
I just think that it shouldn't, like, I mean, Jill was just
somewhere in Chicago.
I don't know, being white. She was just being nice.
It's all come over.
Yeah, no.
Not the way it works, Jill.
Yeah,
but don't take it too much to the heart. She was just saying in the sportsmanlike sentence.
But even Caitlin Clark said, man, it is what it is. Like, she's like, I don't like that she's getting backlash. This is sports.
Yeah, sports.
Basically what she
said. It happens. Race shouldn't matter.
But what I was saying when I first
Caitlin Clark listens to rap.
Yeah.
100%.
Well, I mean, maybe.
She'll be up in the dorm. I'm from the floor, but I love me a threesome. DM it. You know white girls love that verse. I love that fucking...
She does. She listens to Tony Yayo.
She listens to Ice Spice.
Oh, nigga, do you know who you fucking with?
What's that Tony Yayo song? Like the one... It was so sophisticated. No.
So seductive dancing so seductive. On me.
So seductive.
The way that she moves, she's looking me on me.
What was this album? Thoughts of a Predicate Felon?
Was it?
That was a weird album, man. That was a weird album title.
You know who I thought was going to be big? Biggie. Obie Trice.
Real names, no gimmicks.
Yeah.
Yeah, Obie Trice had a good song.
His first two albums are classics.
I haven't heard them.
To me.
It was Cheers and what was the second one?
Second Round's on Me.
Second Round, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Hopefully she got some teeth.
Yeah. Man. But I love those two albums.
He sounded good.
Real quick on the two girls. We were watching the game.
Like
it. Oh, you weren't there.
Like the shot?
Yeah. One cup. We were
sounds disingenuous.
You better hope that I can spell disingenuous.
You better Google that shit, bitch. I work hard on this. All right, so
flip it.
You said
you weren't at the tailgate.
No,
you were
wasn't.
Watching the championship game at the tailgate, and then I saw Angel Reese do it.
Yeah,
and hit the
ring,
hit the ring. The finger on the ring. And then I was like, yo, ring why is she finger. Doing this? And then Elver told me, because I thought it was unsportsmanlike to do that at that time.
Champion.
No, because she did it to, she was doing it to the girls. And then Elver's like, or Al and Elver
Al.
were telling me, like, you don't know what they if they said something to her. And then Elver says, oh, she did that the day before. So I'm like, oh, it makes sense. Cool.
Yeah.
You know, do it. But yeah, I don't like what Dave Portnoy said.
That was wild.
Yeah.
That was wild. It was.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was white people.
I will admit that I do have a guilty pleasure of watching his peaks of ratings. Mm-hmm. But other than that.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
But like, I don't know. He's a weird guy, bro.
I follow Barstool.
I don't really follow him at all.
You call it pizza?
No, man. Come
Look,
on,
this
man.
Is the third time.
Yeah, for
this
real.
Is a fucking
no,
third
it's like 100th time.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it every time he says the word?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
No, you.
Yeah.
Every time I say the word?
No, you bring this up every time.
Well, stop saying it the
pizza
same
pizza or pizza.
Well, stop saying pizza then.
Let me say it the way I say it.
Oh, you said pizza?
No, I did say pizza. Oh, it's pizza.
I see.
Yeah,
it's
all right. Now do you understand? You
but
fucking
still don't bring it
no,
up.
No, no. I understand, but still we get it. We've been through this.
You're so mad that I hate you.
So seductive.
It's a Ja Rule episode.
Ja talk, Ja talk, Ja talk, Ja talk.
Ja talk, Ja talk.
We Ja heads over
yeah,
here.
Yeah, you're being disingenuous.
That's the name. Now you don't got to know how to spell it. You can spell it however you want. Disingenuous.
Got it.
Got it.
I don't know why I try to make my teeth like Wilbur.
Wilbur?
Welvin. Welvin's my friend.
Is he though?
I'm so angry.
I guess Welvin. Wilbur.
I'm so angry.
Oh shit.
Yo, wasn't like something recently happened with Welvin. He was back in the news. Fuck, I can't think of it.
Oh, I think he got punched.
Yeah.
Or something like
that. How would anybody do that?
I don't know, man. Why would anybody?
But in their defense, Welvin
come at you after 15 years still talking about these nuts. You might want to punch him.
Yeah, they definitely got him.
Was it 15 years ago?
No, I'm just saying. It seems like it's a long time ago.
Imagine, look, you know what? The other day I was thinking like, I was thinking about 2018 for some reason, and then it hit me that 2018 was 5 years ago, and I was like, fuck.
I just picture Welvin walking down the block, and with some y'all, and can't y'all hear joke? And they all just like, yeah, Welvin, what is it?
Everybody just sick of his shit.
Nah. He's like, these nuts. Like, somebody get this nigga, man.
Nah, it would be funny, like, if they, you all remember Welvin? Well, this is him now. He's all old and shit.
Yo, it's Welvin with a great goatee.
Well, this is him now.
These nuts.
Nah, what if he has his teeth fixed? Yeah. He's like cleaned up his act.
Gotta beg you fix my teeth.
He's like a motivational speaker.
He got the nice grill.
The sick grill.
He got the, what do they call the prosthetic?
Veneers?
Teeth? Veneers.
Veneers. Bring the veneers over here.
Yeah.
When I go home, I'm going to Google if any.
Bring the veneers over here.
If any people with Down syndrome are speakers.
Oh, I thought he was going to Google veneers.
I've Googled that.
He's like, yo, gap fillers.
I talked to you about that.
On Amazon.
Shit. That's going to be the future. That's going to be the future.
You just make a filler?
No. I want new ones. I don't want no fillers.
It's like a piece that you can slide in between?
Yeah. Yo, I'm going to come maybe next week. I'm going to put little pieces of paper and see if y'all can tell the difference.
That's funny.
Put a little piece of paper.
Just put like a whole one tooth. So it just looks like one tooth. You guys ever seen
No.
Like a cartoon?
Yeah.
Yeah, no cuts.
Yeah, exactly.
One big ass tooth.
Yeah, that'd be
my
sick.
Guy. You're my guy.
Yo, that's funny as fuck.
Hopefully
you
got some teeth.
Having just two big ass teeth. One on top, one on bottom.
I tried, man.
I want that. Just two blades.
Two blades.
Oh, that's the funniest thing Gary's ever said, actually.
No, listen, like Johnny, which goes hard.
Fuck all that. Let's talk about something that both of y'all know about.
What's up?
Roman Reigns becoming the world champion of the the 21 billion dollar evaluated WWE.
That's right.
That is now partnered with the UFC under the Endeavor umbrella. Did I do all that right, Gary?
I hate that he rehearsed this shit.
Yeah, I was in the mirror all fucking day. Like, let's get it. Well, let's get it. Well,
the night that motherfucker won, I was like, I was waiting for a text to come through when he won, too.
No, bitch, this is just all off the tickety.
No, it's not. Good. No, it's not.
I'm good at this. This is what I does.
What are you doing showing this shit, man?
Once the lights go on, baby, it's go time. His name is Almost. You almost won.
You know they call his fans.
Oh, look, you lost. You almost won.
They call his fans Homo sapiens.
Yeah, I kind of like that.
Scan your ticket, please.
I kind of like that.
It's kind of dope.
Homo sapiens.
It's kind of dope, huh?
But, like, yeah, so WrestleMania popped off this weekend.
Famous almost.
You said it wrong. Yeah, kind of like when you said it right, but you reversed. Yeah.
Wrong with it, though. Yeah. I tried. I threw a shot out there.
That was great. That was great.
Shoot or shoot, man. Shoot or shoot.
Man. Mike and I attended WrestleMania. WrestleMania Night 1 was great. It was dope.
It was dope as fuck.
Oh, man. I thanked Al and I thanked Mike, Elver, and Rob. I was like, y'all made my weekend. This shit was the best weekend ever.
Why was this? Why? What'd they do?
Well, no.
Good together,
each
bro.
Gave you a handy.
Yeah, that too.
I wish. But
who do you think would have given you, out of that group, who would have given you the best handy?
Look at these hands.
Nah.
God did this.
Yo, a little bit of motion on them mitts.
Yo, yeah. This God's work, bro.
No, we spoke about this. We said we both have pullbacks. We don't need
it. Oh, yeah. I think, what was it during that weekend?
Yeah. And one
I was
of my like, friends?
He was, because we were talking about lotion.
Yeah.
And I was telling him, like, yo, what did Al put you up on game as far as lotion work? What's your lotion game like? And he was like, yeah, you can get this and use it for when you jerk. I was like, bro, don't play me. I got a pullback. I ain't used lotion since I was a kid, bro.
But, yeah, I'm not going to rate who. I know Al will probably be the last one because girls can't give handjobs. So
the torque is just not right.
Yeah. So I give my shit back.
He doesn't know how to work this equipment.
Yeah. I do it. Guys. Nah, they get tired too fast. That was a bar, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
a bar that you said.
Exactly, it was.
Okay.
Yeah. It wasn't Ja Rule's. So Rich, this is for you, because Mike and I know the outcomes of these
almost
matches. Last week, I had made this WrestleMania.
Almost. That's how I had to say it, huh? Fuck. Yeah. I was thinking about the whole time. It bothered me. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Say it one more time. Just so
famos, almost.
Like the cookies.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. Hey, wait. Is this like racist?
No.
No.
He's. I don't even think if he's that Nigerian, though.
He's not. He talks regular. Yeah. He talks hella regular.
So now it's racist.
I'm done.
I
cut
finished.
That, clip that, bleep that.
I will never speak of this again.
Give me back my son.
So last week, because I canceled on you, I had a whole segment planned, though.
Uh-huh.
Where I was going to have you pick who you think was going to win these matches.
Okay.
And so now we're going to go, because you can chime in at any point, you know, speak your piece about the matches.
Mm-hmm.
But I want you to tell me who won these matches. And we'll see at the end who you
go
got
first.
Right.
Freako.
Yeah, it is Freako first.
Yeah, well, who you think it was?
Scan your ticket, please.
Okay, so Freako.
That's what they kept telling me in Disney World.
Yeah, for sure. No, for sure. Haitians work at Disneyland.
No, they do.
They do.
I'm sure they do.
So many. So I tried to get onto this ride, and you got to get like a. It's called a lightning lane thing. Mm-hmm. So it's like a fast pass. Remember that? It's like one of those.
Light work.
My brother went early, and he got one. So it was under his name. Mm-hmm. I didn't have one, but he goes, "Here, just take my ticket or whatever. Take and just scan and use it for yourself." So I went, and I scanned it, and it didn't work. And he goes, "Do you have a pass?" I was like, "Yeah, I have it." He's like, "Scan your ticket." And I was like, "I just scanned it." "Scan your ticket, please. You have to scan your ticket." And he just kept telling me that. And I noticed, like, I don't know what to do. And I like ran back to my brother crying. Anyways, that's where I got the accent from.
Yeah.
So who do I think won? I think Brock Lesnar won. Because I think he almost won, but he did not.
Should we give him the results now or after?
No, now, so then I'll give my breakdown.
Okay. Yes, Brock Lesnar won.
Bam.
He beat Omos in like 5 minutes.
Something like that, yeah. It was a short match.
5 minutes?
Yeah, look, with these guys, they're not going to give you their
stupid question. Okay. Wrestling, sorry, stupid girl question. They don't have rounds?
No.
No.
No rounds.
No just, rounds in wrestling.
Yeah. Just go until somebody gets fake pinned.
Exactly.
And they decide this is where it ends.
The storyline.
It's a storyline. It's a dance.
Do you think that they write in how many times you'd like attempt a pin?
Yeah.
Could be. But they could also have trust in their wrestlers or their
that's what the referee's there for. That's why he has an earpiece in. He's the one who tells them.
What if one of them's like tired and he's like, "I'm just going to call it here. Just pin me."
Yeah. Yeah, that's happened before.
When they get injured, they're like, there's a term that says, "Let's go home." That's the term. Like, if they get injured, like, let's go home.
Yeah. Let's go home.
Or you gotta go home.
The dreaded X. If the referee throws up an X, that means he's really
hurt. No, that means it's a real injury.
That means he is dead.
Like, or that.
Like Shane McMahon. He jumped
that
up.
That was hilarious.
And he tore his quad.
Just like
and
his dad.
So that's why.
Lord Farquaad.
Yeah. That's why Snoop Dogg had to do the people's elbow.
That
on
shit was
him.
The
did you
funny.
See that?
I did.
That was the funniest people's elbow ever.
I figured
ever.
You had seen that, at least.
I seen his old ass.
But all like right. Gary was saying, it's a dance. It's a storyline. These guys can't dance really
I'll give you
well.
A dance. Ooh. Yeah. I know who I want.
All right. So who do you think won? Becky Lynch, Lita Trish Stratus versus Bayley, Io Sky, or Dakota Kai?
It's the Cougars versus the emo millennials.
Put some respect on Becky Lynch, though. You know what I'm saying?
Well, how is she?
She's still in her prime.
The one
prime.
On the top?
Mid-30s.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's the only one because the other two got old face.
I mean, look, man, put some respect on them too, just because they still.
The one at the
bottom
looks like an alien with the fucking them cheekbones.
That's Lita, bro. That's the first thong you ever seen.
It looks like her name is Gleep Glorb. Bleep, warp.
You did this. This is you. Yeah. You can't get mad at him.
I'm not mad. I'm not mad. Oh, and I have a big crush on Io Sky. She's like so fucking dope.
Oh, that's the chick from Shang-Chi.
I'm building a crush on Dakota Kai.
You are? Yeah. Okay.
And then as the bitch from Shang-Chi in the top, she's the one that was on The Mandalorian.
And then, you're thinking about Sasha Banks, bro. Yeah.
And then the bottom one, she does porn for sure.
Dakota Kai's got a lot of good matches on NXT. A lot of good stuff.
Fake
on
Harley
NXT.
Quinn. I'm gonna go the Young Chicks one.
You are wrong.
Yep.
The Cougars one.
I should have gone with Old Reliable. I should have gone with Experience Always Wins over.
Mike, do you have anything to say? Anything to add?
Which one's hotter? Which group?
Which one's hotter?
Yeah, in real life, because these pictures don't work. But in real life,
Ooh. I'm sorry.
You know what? Bailey's got cakes for days,
which
bro.
Which is Bailey?
The top on the right.
Oh, the one that looks like
a man, kind of.
What's his name?
It looks like Mike with makeup, kind of.
What was that female UFC fighter?
Right, I think they got
bigger nose,
the eyebrow or something.
Bigger nose, bigger ears.
Y'all got the same mouth.
No,
like
what that mouth like? No, but I think I like the three on the right are probably better looking than the three
on the right.
Looks, my right, your left.
Okay. Yo, the one on the right looks like she does magic. She's like shin limb.
Wait, no, that's a list. Shin limb's list.
I just got that. Idiot.
All right.
Oh,
who you got
shit.
Right here?
I got Edge on this one because the other one looks like a drunk Irishman. So I'm gonna go Edge.
Hey. I mean, your reasoning was bad, but yes, you're right.
And I like Edge because he probably hit him with the razor's edge or what was it
he
called?
Actually hit him with a steel chair.
Yeah, that's
getting
how he won.
Fucking open stitches.
And I
bro.
Like how he has like the Chucky scars and shit. Like he just came back from the dead. I like that shit.
Yeah, Edge got
that's just his little old face. Now you talk about old face.
Oh wait, those are like really deep creases.
Yeah, bro.
Get the fuck out of here. He has like Freddy Krueger face.
He has the weirdest fucking face.
Hold on,
Edge.
Pull up another picture of Edge.
I mean, we weren't prepared for this.
Don't worry about it.
You don't have the capacity for that.
I'm not that good of a James.
is Finn Balor Irish?
Yes, Finn Balor.
Get it right.
Got the accent though, right?
You
there.
Know why?
Not Amos.
Because he has Irish face.
Really?
You see it? I saw it. That's why.
Kinda.
That's why I said it.
Now that you say it. Now that you.
Look, that face that he's making looks like he just said Irish, doesn't it?
Irish.
Looks like he just said Irish.
Yeah, you might be right. Well, this is the first Hell in the Cell I've ever watched live.
You didn't see
Mankind?
You got to watch it. I forgot about that.
You never saw Mankind?
I saw live.
You never saw Mankind?
I did.
You never seen Mankind?
I've seen. That's the first match I've ever shown.
Mankind?
Anybody ever want to like learn about wrestling?
You saw that he fell through the top
yes,
of the cell?
Yeah. I showed that match.
That was a hell in a cell.
Yes. Oh, so, sure. Let's go. Next one.
Okay. So, Edge one?
Yes, yeah. Edge won.
Oh God!
So here we got.
Let me tell you something about this. About this.
I swear I had these.
No! You got. Let them go.
Let me tell you something about this match. I've been waiting for this match for I don't even know how long.
Let me.
Cody Rhodes, who also co-hosts the Go Big Show, Albert Kreischer.
Yeah. Razzle dazzle.
A little razzle dazzle. I hated him on that show. He's a piece of shit. So I knew my guy, Roman Reigns, would not let me down.
Wait, Cody Rhodes on that show plays a piece of shit?
He's kind of like the Simon of the show.
Okay, I see.
What show is this?
It's called the Go Big Show. I think it got canceled.
Okay.
But it was like a talent show.
It was on TNT when he was in AEW. So he was, I don't know if he was a heel, but he...
He played both at some point in AEW.
But I knew Roman Reigns, old fake Samoan ass, wouldn't let me down.
Well, he is
He's
Samoan.
Not fake Samoan, bro.
He's real Samoan?
Yeah.
Oh, he's Samoa.
That's my bad.
That's The Rock's cousin.
They talk about Mana and shit?
Not yet.
Mi amor. No me digas que no.
I was like, Moana?
Does he talk about Moana ever?
No, Rock does. Mana.
Mana. Mana is not in Samoan. They're Mexican.
No, what does Rock always
it's
say?
Brotherhood.
The
it's like
the,
a brother thing.
The Mana.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mana's like love, but brotherhood. That's why family. Mana's family, but yeah.
Tamana.
I'm apparently the only person on the world that doesn't follow The Rock. Well, Al and I.
Follow him where?
Just in general. On Instagram.
Yo, I
to Rob.
Okay, can I tell you something real quick about The Rock?
Sure.
You ever seen his cheat meals?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Them pancakes that he has?
Yeah.
I want to try one. They look so fucking thick.
Yeah. Oh, Pause. I was about to say, like, I was about to say, well, don't you eat like him Pause every that? Day?
Yo. Yo, step out, swipe. Yo, step out, swipe.
I'm going to throw you off the cage.
Step those out, swipe. Pancakes always look good, but you can make them, bro.
Yo, you ever seen Mancoin?
Put banana and all that
but
shit.
But the pancakes he has, they're like fucking 2 inches thick. They're like a whole like plate wide. God damn.
Get a big old saucepan in your life.
I need one of them pancakes.
So who won this match?
Roman Reigns.
Okay, yeah.
He remains. Yeah. Roman Reigns. Shut Roman Reigns up, remains.
Gary, I hate
this. I like this.
I hate this, bro.
No, but I'm saying because of what he said he remains.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, so what's up, Mike?
Yeah, how do you feel about this?
Go ahead, Mike.
This match?
Talk about your hate for Roman Reigns.
No, I don't understand how him winning was best for business. Mm-hmm. Like, he's been shoved down our throat for like 3 years.
Yeah.
And I thought they were going to lose him. And apparently, I found out today that for a month now, they planned this. They planned mm-hmm. Cody to lose, and Cody was going to do a feud with Brock Lesnar. I don't know how that's good for business. I don't know how they plan fans to stick around for this shit. But
yeah.
Look, man, you're still with it. I see a lot of people on Twitter that are still with it. Because after it's all said and done and Roman Reigns wins, what else are you going to do?
And Roman Reigns remains?
I've stuck with WWE for I'm the
gonna kill you,
Cody
bro.
Rhodes looks like Homelander.
Yeah,
he does.
I think that's like his gimmick, though, kind of, like.
Yeah, kind of.
Little dick.
When he goes. Ooh, this match.
Ooh, oh my!
Can I tell you how I'm in love with Rhea Ripley.
So am I, bro. And Al knows it. Like, I'm sorry if
she has got a body on her.
She got a body, yaddy yaddy. Yo, pull up another picture of her, please.
You got her phone, yeah, right?
Okie dokie. All right. So out of these two, I'm gonna go Rhea Ripley just because I don't like the Charlotte Flair looks so much like a daddy.
Does she?
She doesn't.
She got the Flair face.
Mm. I don't think so.
Ric Flair.
She's definitely looking uglier these days.
Yeah, she's ugly. But the other one's pretty ugly,
she's
too.
She's not ugly.
I don't like the... I never liked the like the dark-colored lipstick.
No, neither do I. But if you looked at a picture
remember,
of
remember when
Rhea...
we're putting on like blue
mm-hmm.
lipstick and like weird-ass colors?
Oh, yeah. Nah, I'm
didn't
not
dig
that.
It.
No.
Did not dig it.
But Rhea Ripley, without that dark
Ripley's
lipstick...
believe it or not. Hello. You know what I mean?
And Rhea Ripley did win.
Oh shit, I got Lil Mama.
Yeah. Bianca Belair versus Asuka. Or how Elver was saying it that day. Asuka.
I knew it. Elver. Fucking beaner.
Funnier than he fucking. Oh shit. Funnier than he knew.
Yeah.
God damn it. He's a big dumb animal, isn't he, folks? Good thing I saved your ass.
Yeah, so.
Asuka
was the
that looks
loser.
Like, that
of
looks
this
like
match.
If Kane was a tranny.
I mean,
not the
but Asuka is a
we
good
love you,
is
man.
A great
now
Asuka is a great wrestler.
Asuka's
and
a grouch. Sorry,
one of the best Asukas.
Asuka's I thought he was a grouch.
Asuka is a great wrestler. I like her a lot, but Bianca Belair is like can't do no wrong to me. Like she's awesome dog in the ring. Like she's a great performer.
I mean, one might even say she's the Fresh Prince.
But this match didn't matter to me. Like, that match didn't... I knew Bianca Belair was going to win.
Oh, the Bianca match. Yeah. I thought that Asuka was going to win, to be honest. But yeah. I could see that...
So...
Okay, funny thing about the next one is it looks like the cover of a gay porn.
You've seen a lot of those?
Quite a few in my day.
The earring does it for
no,
us.
No. You know how like when you pull up like the main page mm-hmm. of like one of the porn sites?
No,
they
we
just
don't,
have like mad suggestions.
Uh-huh.
And they like
yeah.
And you know how they have different categories? Yeah. One of them is gay.
Yeah.
Seen it.
No, but
not
like,
the video, I feel but like the picture.
I feel like so when you go on Pornhub, it's like it'll give you all the you know, the whatever ooh. Categories, right?
Oh, what was that?
I don't know. Oh, it was you.
Yeah. It was you? It sounded like it sounded like an alarm.
I
thought it was the end of the world. You just have like a fucking sleep apnea alive?
Is that what happens when you pull the plug on your machine?
Yes.
Something
it sounded like
that.
Air was evacuating your body expeditiously.
So we have Austin Theory versus John Cena doing the Caitlin Clark or Angel Reese right here.
Tony Yayo.
Yeah. Tony Yayo.
I hate the fact that everybody made it a fucking thing.
It shouldn't be a thing. It's a stupid thing.
Like, people are like, oh, she's doing the John Cena. Then people come in, no, actually. Well, actually, it's Tony Yayo.
Who popularized it?
John Cena.
Okay, then that's who did it.
But he admitted it already.
I don't. It doesn't matter if he admitted it. Who popularized it? Because that'll tell you why they're doing it. You think, what's her name, Angela Reese or whatever her name is doing it because of Tony Yayo? You think she listened to Tony Yayo?
No.
No. She's doing it because of John Cena.
Yeah, but I hate the fact that, what's the dude that Kobe scored 81 on?
Jalen Rose.
He made a whole video about it.
Well, Jalen Rose is dumb, and that's why he got 81 points put up on him.
Yeah, shouts to Kobe.
That's still the best.
Show him your flannel, bitch.
That's still the best ESPN commercial when Kobe's at dinner. Yeah. Kobe's at dinner. He's like, how many olives do you want? 81.
Yeah. Yeah, bitch. Eat shit, Jalen Rose. Also, the only thing Jalen Rose is good at is having the crispiest lineup.
Yeah.
That shit's always clean. I'll give you that, Jalen. I'll tell you that.
I remember we were at a club, me and Trey, once, and Jalen Rose is there.
Walked in.
And he stopped. Like, he stopped the whole club, the whole music.
Illishable. He got the DJ's mic.
He got the DJ's mic and he's like,
hella fresh.
Any of y'all found a BlackBerry in the men's bathroom? Let me know. It's a BlackBerry in a men's bathroom. I just want y'all to see if y'all can just bring it to me, please. Like, he stopped the whole club.
Somebody sucked that baby's dick.
Yeah, he literally did that.
That was a good Jalen Rose too.
I don't even know how he sounds, bro.
No, but that was a great Jalen Rose. That's how I picked
him. I does this.
And I like Jalen Rose sports takes, like. Or basketball.
A lot of people do.
You watch Jalen and Jacoby?
I watch, you know, clips and shit.
That white boy, I'm like, he's like so dry.
You know who I hate is Wilds. You know who that is?
No.
Not Mac Wilds. I forget his name. Steve Wilds.
Mac Wilds is hilarious.
Oh my God. Homeboy from The Wire?
Yeah.
I believed in him, by the way. I thought he was gonna be you. What was that, bro?
You know what I'm talking about? That's not Mac Wiles who does that. He's also like a rapper, so like he got punched in the Fabulous Breathe video. But he was always spitting. Oh, RIP to dude from The Wire, Lance.
Lance Reddick.
Thank you, Mike.
Lance Reddick.
So who do you think won right here? Austin Theory, which is a new up and comer.
Give it to the up and comer. He looks like he also has a country album coming out.
Freako should write for WWE.
Austin Theory.
That'd be a dope thing, Mike. Why don't you make him a country singer like fucking Mr. Perfect used to be? Remember, I can't stand rapper. Rap is crap.
Who? Rap is crap. It's in the name. Yeah. Rap is crap.
Well, if his music starts with A-Town Down, he can't hate rap.
Atlanta.
But it's
A-Town Down.
I hate that shit.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Like, he's already implying
that's what his finisher is called.
He's definitely gay.
His finisher is called, like, A-Town Down.
A-Town Down all the way downtown to Pound Town.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure what his finisher's name is, but yeah.
Finisher.
But
you
were right, Ricardo.
Shit.
And Austin Theory won.
This was the match. Right. This was the match I was most excited for.
I like how fucking happy on the left side, on the right side, on the left top. Yeah. Why is he so happy looking?
With the glasses?
No.
He's talking about shoes.
Oh, that's my guy. These two guys up here, Ricochet and Chad Gable, I was most excited to see at WrestleMania.
Is that my brother Mikey, top right? shout out to Mikey. Shout out to the twins at the bottom. And,
I was so excited to
see this
match.
Shout out to the Waynes on the left.
And they did not disappoint, huh, Mike?
No, they didn't. I was actually surprised at how good that match was.
You were up and close for this, Mike.
I was like, pretty close, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I got anybody who names their team the Street Profits, I'm going to go with you guys.
Yeah.
So I got Marlon Wayans and the dude from Don't
You know
Be
what's
Man.
So funny? Is that One fish, he two didn't fish, know what team fish, was what. Yeah. He automatically assumed that the black dudes were named Street Profits.
They look like they're preaching the word.
That's David Wayans.
No, my brother. One fish,
their
two
name
fish.
Their name could have been Alpha Academy.
The funny thing, it could have been the top two. Could have been Street Profits.
And they could have done the like Q dances, like you know.
They stomp. Yeah. They come in stomping,
which they do.
Fuck.
That's hilarious. He's like, I'm going my boys to Street Profits.
Them boys from Howard University.
Won, you're right.
Now that I see these.
Hey, I'm good at this, man.
Now that I see this, though, Braun Strowman and Ricochet needed a name. Like, they, Street Profits, Alpha Academy, yeah. Viking Raiders. They needed a big guy, little guy name.
They could, I can't.
Yeah. What the fuck?
I can't look
Why
at them.
Why are they just their names?
Yeah, I can't look at them and think of a name, to be honest.
Am I OCD now that bothers me?
High, low, low. I don't know.
Yeah. High, low. The Baldies?
Yeah.
Something like that.
The Monster and the Flyer or some shit like that. I don't know.
The Flyer. Yeah.
The Convertibles.
Oh, yeah, the big meat match.
Oh,
the
shit.
Meat slapping match is what they've been calling this.
Banger after banger after banger.
Oh, they're like probably all Irish.
No, but what do you call
one Scottish,
Great Britain, one, right?
No, one's Scottish, one's from Great Britain.
Oh, Seamus is definitely from Ireland.
Yes.
Yeah. Seamus.
Seamus, Ireland. McIntyre, Gunther is from UK, the UK. Yeah.
And McIntyre. He's Scottish.
Scottish, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But is it UK? Wouldn't they all be from the UK? He's from England.
Yeah. I think you're right. Yeah.
Okay, so triple threat match, right?
Yeah. So who you got?
I feel like dude on the left, definitely in a romance novel.
Because of his hat?
Yeah.
You don't think you look good like that? Under with the hat like that?
I mean, I've been trying different hats, as you noticed.
Uh-huh.
Nobody's noticed.
Okay, sorry.
I'm a hat guy now.
You know how I'm a hat guy? So I've been thinking, like, pulling out the fedora, mm-hmm. rocking that one time, maybe.
Please don't.
Yeah. But no, who do I think won? I think Gunther retained his title on this one.
That's what's up. That's my guy, Gunther.
I can't deal with this nigga. You looked at the matches, didn't you?
I swear. I don't think. He's been wrong a few times.
Which one did he get wrong?
Which one did I get wrong?
A few of them.
I don't know.
I can't remember.
Yeah,
at this
I don't
point.
Think he did.
I think you're drunk because I don't think I got any wrong.
Yeah.
So this one, who
took, were the who did take their points?
I don't remember. I think I went to piss during this match.
Dog, who was the?
Fourth? Oh, they won. They won this match.
Ronda, well, you said
oh,
it.
Fuck.
Oh fuck.
Yeah, I think
well now.
Damn, I was bad. Gonna pick Ronda Rousey.
Yeah,
anyway.
I know.
So. But who was the other girls? I forget who they were.
Oh, it was
Oh, Chelsea, yeah, Sonya Deville and Chelsea Green.
Homegirl on the left side, top right, looks like she's being forced to take the picture.
Because she's crying?
And she's like...
she's the best looking
one. She's blowing up right now, Liv
she's
Morgan.
And she's the best in-ring performer out of all of them.
Who's Shotzi?
The green.
She looks like a Shotzi.
Raquel Rodriguez is my wife.
Yeah, Raquel Rodriguez got the big, strong back.
Dumper.
I'm a fucking climber.
That's what
one
you call
day.
It now? You call it a strong back?
No, yeah, it's her back.
Silver back. Bitch got a dumper on her.
Nah.
She's
but you know, all-time favorite to me, I've always loved Ronda Rousey. Like,
yo, whatever. How do you deal with this?
What?
Off the rails, per use. How you deal with if your girl points out a girl in public? I feel like it's always a setup.
Does your girl point out a girl in
public? I
hate
that shit.
I'm looking.
She'll be like, isn't her ass too big? Mm. Or something like that. I feel like that's always...
You gotten that before?
That's always a setup.
But she already knows. Like, I've trained her where it's like...
Fuck.
No.
Cut that.
Yeah, edit.
You want to edit that.
No.
Okay. It's your funeral. Keep you talking.
Hey, keep going. Hey, it's your show, man.
Whereas she always would say that. Like, damn, did you see that? And I'm like, yeah, I saw her like 5 minutes ago. Like... I've already been
looking at that ass.
I've clocked it.
Clocked it, jerked it, I'm done.
Yeah.
Spank back, stored.
I don't make it obvious. It's like, all right, you know how it is.
Are you a sneak looker?
I'm not a sneak looker, but I see it.
There's no need to ogle.
Yeah, exactly.
But I just hate that. I feel like it's just like
I know what you're saying, but she don't get me like
that.
I lean into it. Yeah.
Like, isn't her ass too big?
Yeah.
Too big.
That's what you gotta do.
I feel like she go one more size.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like she got room to grow.
See, you already know. You
that's like work cake.
You gotta lean into it. Yeah, yeah. She's not the cake boss yet. All right, for this one, I don't know why I was looking at it and I read Dominic's name as Drink Mysterio.
It's cool. You need glasses.
It's cool. You want to suck something. I feel like...
You want to suck Drake, though? I'm sorry I had to, like, repoint that out, but you want to suck Drake?
I said Drink Mysterio.
all. Oh, no,
you want to suck Drake.
You want to suck Drake.
Holla at me.
So this is the old son trying to show his dad that he could kick his ass now. I feel like that happened, and then Rey Mysterio slapped him back into place and showed him who was daddy.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go Rey Mysterio.
Can't deal with him right now.
I know. This
guy's on fire, man.
You know how he got him to fight? Because, of course, like, the son has been the bad guy this whole time. And he's like, I want to fight you, Dad. Fuck you, Dad.
Of course.
You're a deadbeat dad. And he's done, like, all for weeks after month after month.
I might be a wrestling savant.
Yeah, maybe. You should watch it.
Don't look at me.
Anyways.
Not after saying that. I'll kill you. I am tight right now.
Hey, what day's Monday Night Raw?
When y'all sit down and watch Friday Night Smackdown.
That's on Friday now? I thought that shit was on Thursday on UPN.
No, man.
Nah.
R.I.P. UPN.
Whoa.
And
next thing you're gonna tell me that Jeff Coolio. Ross isn't doing the announcements.
You telling me they ain't got no Sunday Night Heat?
Jeff Ross. He's a roast master. My
roasting
bad.
Everybody. That'd be dope.
You telling me Big J Okerson?
Who's that guy with the pork chops?
But yeah, Rey Mysterio defended his wife. His mom.
That's like, my wife.
Yeah, because he said...
Wait, he's trying to take his wife? He's like, yo, I'm going to fuck my mom, son. Yo, Dad, I fucking hate you. I'm going to fuck mom. I'll show you.
It's not that porno.
Jesus Christ.
It's takes the mic away from his mom. And he goes, shut up, mom. And then he comes back and like socks his... You don't disrespect your mom like that. Mm. That's the reason to fight your son.
Yeah.
After 4 weeks of being tormented.
Like, he would show up to his house... And he would like...
Shut up, mom.
No, and he would like beat his ass. He was in a cast.
Wash my clothes. Yeah. Show up with laundry.
His laundry bitch.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of masks.
My favorite entrance of the whole weekend was Dominic Mysterio. And I just recently rewatched that match. I haven't watched both nights yet.
I feel like he got carried in on a golden mattress or something.
No, he kind of like Hannibal Lecter type entrance. So here we go. Next one. Oh, sorry. That's just that was supposed to be the first slide. Here we go. Your boy.
Oh, see, I know this one.
Okay.
I know my guy. You know, I'm in the low gang.
Mm-hmm.
Feel me?
You a Maverick?
I'm a Maverick.
Mm-hmm.
I subscribe.
Okay.
And okay, I don't know who won this, but I'm gonna go Logan.
Logan, huh? You wrong. It's
he didn't get his first win?
No, He's 1-4, I believe.
Who do you win? Who do you win? Who do you beat?
No. He won a tag match against Rey and Dominic Mysterio.
He gotta win a
with
solo.
The Miz.
He has to win a solo.
He has to win a solo.
He's only fought 5 matches.
Really? Yeah. 5? Enough. The tag, then the Roman match, then this match, and what else?
You think it's unfair that he's
the Miz, I think.
You think it's unfair that he's such a draw so early in his career?
But he's already a draw. Look, he fought Floyd Mayweather.
That's what I'm
bro.
Saying.
It is unfair.
But I'm saying, you think it's unfair in the WWE that he's such a draw
if
already?
You're a wrestler who works.
Because like I feel like if you're somebody who's been like grinding trying to get on the fucking main stage and he just comes in and he's already like a main event at WrestleMania.
But he brings you tickets.
Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
But what does that matter to homeboy who doesn't get to wrestle?
He brings
fucking dude. It's all about the business's bottom line. Yeah. They can give a fuck about.
He
the
brings
wrestlers.
Eyes to the product.
Yeah.
So, just like Bad Bunny just got put through a table this week, like on Monday.
Dog.
Bad Bunny is the biggest artist in the world.
Well, what's the black dude's name that was in the bill? Prime Bottom?
Mr. T?
No. KSI.
KSI.
So I was sitting at the match.
Nailed it.
And there was a German guy, and I was talking to him about WrestleMania, and then...
Nine!
So the fucking...
How many WrestleManias have you seen? 9!
He's actually been at 6. It's crazy.
But close.
Yeah. Yo, he's good. He's actually pretty good.
Oh, you are a
wrestling. Hey, turn that 9 upside down. It's a 6 now.
Yeah. You are a wrestling savant.
I'm good at this.
So, a Javant, if you want to go with this.
Javant.
Yeah, a theme of
I'm
this.
I'm a Javant.
No, he took off his mask, and me and him were both like...
Wait, the German guy had a mask on this whole time?
The whole time?
Just fuck it.
No, I want to know.
No, fuck it.
No, go ahead.
Who won, Ricardo?
KSI took off his mask. Sorry.
No, it's over.
And what'd he say?
Nothing.
And then what? And then what?
Yeah, dog. And then what? And then first, what? I'm gonna stack my dough.
And then what?
Then I'm gonna stack the man.
Oh, and then what?
I feel bad now.
All right. So Weird Al Yankovic won.
Yeah, Seth Rollins.
Yeah, old ass. Oh, hell yeah. Big J. Okerson on the right.
Very true.
Yo, who the fucking dude in the on the left? I feel like I know them both.
They're twins.
Do I know them? Do I know the Usos?
They're Roman Reigns twins. cousins.
No, you know who they are? They're that's Manny? Oh my god, I got the name stuck in my head and I can't get it out. Homeboy that used to run on the Texans and then retired. And started talking shit about football.
Arian Foster?
Yeah, it looks like Arian Foster. And then homeboy that was the quarterback for the Seahawks and then got traded to the Broncos.
Russell Wilson.
Yeah, it looks like Arian Foster and Russell Wilson.
That's true.
Sorry, that was a really long way to get there.
It's a long walk.
I couldn't remember their names. I'm high.
What's the dude that got catfished?
Oh, Man Titeo?
Yeah.
Man Titeo.
They don't look like him, but...
Yo, but they Samoan.
Yeah.
Manti Te'o, did you watch the 30 for 30 thing?
I loved it.
How do you feel about the situation?
I don't remember.
Good. Okay, good talk. Nailed that one.
And these guys are my brethren right here. Okay. Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens from Montreal, Quebec, Canada.
You're not Canadian. All right. Wait, you were born in Canada.
Yeah, I'm over here like fucking choking on my tonsils.
Tonsil hockey.
Which I don't have. But
anyway. I always liked his.
I like that he has like the big
T-Rex tattoo.
The big old science book T-Rex tattoo. Remember the stamps that you could get? Did you get the press tattoos?
Yeah.
Looks like he has a really big one on his arm.
Oh, his tattoo game has stepped up because I think that was like his second.
He has the rest of the museum on his arm?
He has the second. Yeah, I think he has other dinosaur tattoos.
Yeah, he has, what's his name? From Meet the Fockers.
Oh, I was about to
Ben
say
Stiller
from
on his arm.
Land of the Lost or something. He's got Sarah right here.
He has like some sort of bull on the other side.
Yeah, that was his first tattoo. Mm-hmm. It was like just a bull, like a horrible bull on his... Like I think fake, he covered it up with that.
A fake Brahma bull?
Yeah.
So did The Rock. He did the same thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He had a big-ass bull.
Yeah.
Tremonta.
Who won this match?
I think the gay dudes on the right because white power.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But they're Canadian. I don't think Canadians are racist.
White power.
Oh, they're the most racist of them all.
And then we got Jesus.
So
and
here we
I'm
have
Romero. My bad.
This was I was gonna do this where I was like, oh look at Mike commenting on. His new
my
best friend.
Yes, my new best friend, man.
His new best friend.
Me and Miro, we talk. We have
bitch,
fun.
Bitch, you come into my job for lunch when they got a taco station. That's how you talk to him?
No. Read the tweet, bro.
Yo, y'all best friend now? Y'all on cuss terms, bitch? Hey, bitch.
Who's buying?
Shout out to Miro. Hey, yo, Miro, you're welcome to be a guest anytime on my pod.
Did you see the video, by the way? It.
I did.
Well, basically, she was saying that...
I don't like that his name is Timothy Chalamet. let's not skip over that.
Himothy.
Come on, man.
Oh, are you Himothy?
Yeah, I'm Himothy.
I'm Himothy.
Don't be a hater.
Oh, you a sassy bitch today. You a sassy bitch. Just like Gary. Y'all some sassy biz. Anyways, continue.
All right.
So who are you talking to then?
You guys got to watch the video. It's a whole thing. Never mind.
Oh, I don't have it.
Yeah. No, that's not...
But then Al commented on it.
It said that I fired our pool guy.
Yeah. Wait, did you fire the pool guy? Why did you fire the pool guy? Bring that up.
I feel like he wasn't coming here on a consistent basis. He would come like...
Your pool was dirty as fuck?
It wasn't dirty.
I think it was raining for like a month.
Yeah, that's what you told me.
You wanted to come clean that shit in the rain, you dickhead?
No.
You're the worst.
When he told me, I was like, Gary, it was raining all month last.
Look,
would you
I
want
understand.
Him to clean in the rain?
I understand.
He thought he was like, it's raining. Why would he want me to come?
Listen.
He went home, thought real quick. Let's have fun with this. Yeah. He went home to his way. I got fired from one of my pools. What happened? He said, I don't come, but it rained. What do you want me to do?
Yeah, the pool is filled with water. I have more water. So you want to clean the water?
And he's my favorite guy.
I thought we cool. He told me that, you know, he likes my the way I clean. He gave me a joint. I touch his dog.
He said he got an avocado when it grew. He would give me one, and I can never have avocado from this tree.
First of all, it was a young guy who would do this. Like,
probably still didn't speak English.
Secondly, he was Haitian.
Scan your ticket, please. Scan your ticket.
He kept telling me to scan my ticket. I'm like, this is my house.
Ticket, bro.
Leave my house, yeah. Haitian man.
Nah, but I...
the devil is not welcome.
Yeah.
So I got referred to this dude by someone who already wanted to fire him. And a few weeks later...
So you had a young pool boy come
to your house? She fired him, yes. Yes, and I know where you're going with this. Huh?
When you were in here?
He would come when I'm here all the time. In the morning.
Did you have
the
extra?
You only come when I'm here.
Did you have anything extra for you?
No.
Is there a reason why you fired him, Gary?
The reason I fired him is because I didn't like how he was work, like how he worked. Yeah, yeah.
So even when he did work, you didn't like his work?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, look.
His thing down, flip it, and reverse it?
Not on me.
Okay. I mean, yours flipping it for when yet. You know what I mean?
I just thought it was funny that you told me that you fired him. We had just had a month of rain.
It was a long time coming.
Yeah. No. Okay. But no.
It's been a long.
It just sounded funny. Yeah. All I could think about was you being an unreasonable person.
Nah. I understand that, and I hate it. I hate the fact that I had to do it. But
did you do this without? Like, did you guys both agree to fire him, or did you like? This is my call.
No. This type of thing is my call.
Power move.
Yeah, but.
Power.
You see how you've been talking today? Hey, training?
Put your fucking foot down, Gary.
This type of thing is my call.
That's right.
I will always consult with my wife.
We're going to get a pool girl.
My wife.
You know, I would. If
she did a good job,
if there were any. Let me get that. I'm going to get.
But
I'm
it's a pool, so you got to clean in the bikini. What do you want me to do about it?
I got the topless pool cleaner.
Yeah, you enjoyed the fuck out of that.
About it.
I'm fucking Sebastian Maniscalco.
Hey, whatever. I took
do you guys like his comedy?
I do.
It's okay.
I'm not Italian.
I like it. It's not my favorite.
It's not even about being Italian enough. I don't know. It just seems like
it's too wholesome for you. It's too much.
Yeah,
family
he's
got comedy.
He's gotten
possibly,
more.
I don't know.
His last stand up wasn't my favorite.
He has an age group, bro.
The more you, the bigger you get, higher you go, the more you got.
I get it.
You got to play the game, baby.
I get it.
He's a Vegas guy. That's what he is.
That's why if we ever become popping, I just want to be in the middle.
That's why
broke,
I stopped
baby.
Saying the D word so much.
Which is. Dick.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you for saying
that. Is that the D word?
Yeah.
Was that the one you were thinking of?
Yes, it was.
Is there another one?
Dumbass.
I feel like that was a shot.
It really was.
I feel like that was a shot.
He looked right at you dead in the eyes.
I feel it like...
Bang, bang.
He went like this.
Mankind.
I was like, is there another word? Dumbass.
Yeah.
Look down the barrel of my soul.
What were we talking about right now?
Big
dicks.
Yeah,
the pool guy.
Okay, so
I got a new pool guy now, so it's cool.
Is the new pool guy, is he young also?
No.
Who referenced
you got an older one.
How'd you find this guy?
So he does a few other of my friends' pools.
Okay. Does he also have an accent now?
Yes, he has an accent. The other guy who didn't have an accent.
Mr. Gary.
The other guy is like, I grew up with this guy. Like, he was fine, but he was just lazy. Like,
You fired a homie?
So let me... Can you, if you're cool with it, do you remember the exact words that you said to him?
I texted him.
You gotta go.
Damn, you fired him through text?
Yeah, I'm like, hey, we're just gonna, know that we're gonna go with somebody else. Thank you for your services. We're gonna go with somebody else next month. Initial text.
What was the response?
Long response like he would always give me when I would tell him, hey, you didn't come this week, and he would just always give me excuses. So that's why.
So he gave you another long response at the end. Yeah. Sorry, I didn't work up to your standards.
No, he's like, I've been coming every week. Just sometimes I wouldn't come because of this or that. He's given me, this is a long time coming.
Power moved him.
Yeah.
Cut him.
So it's just, it's unfortunate. And then I still paid him for the last month. Even though he only came twice, I was like,
even though he did a shitty ass job.
Yeah. And then I'm like, he's like, give me another chance and I'll send you pictures And I said, nah, I'm good.
The fuck out of relationship with you guys?
I'll send you big pics. Give me another chance.
I send you pictures, Mr. Gary. No, why you want to see my dick?
You didn't speak it in accent.
I know you don't say the D word no more, but you want to see my dick?
Mr. Gary is the best part.
He didn't speak it in accent.
Oh,
though.
My God. Well, hey, look, man. I'm proud of you for putting your foot down after months of paying for mediocre work.
You know what I'm saying? But
you're pulling out tip top.
Yeah. Well, he just came today for the
first
time.
Can I dive in it right now?
Yeah. He cleaned it today.
I think you should give him maybe a couple more cleans before you dive in, because who knows what that other now, guy why, did.
No, he just now, why, in there.
Under this guy's reign, shout out to Roman Reigns, why was your pool so dirty?
It wasn't.
So then why'd you fire him? What bad job did he do, Gary?
Look, he's paying for a service that's not being done.
Fuck off. Yeah. Gary's an asshole.
No, fuck that.
I get it.
Paying for a service.
I feel like an asshole that had to fire somebody.
Did he do a bad job?
He just wouldn't come on a consistent basis. Yeah, every week. Yo. He didn't give me, like, I have a gardener. Okay, and so every week my gardener comes on Thursday in the morning.
So let's say you didn't need him. If he hit you up and was like, hey, I don't think you need me this week. You know,
that'd be great. I need that communication.
As long as he lets you know.
Yeah, give me that communication.
But just the fact that he didn't show up.
Exactly. He just wouldn't show up for weeks at a time, I would feel like. I told him, like, yo, you didn't show up for a month. And then he's like, no, I came. Sometimes I'm behind the UPS guy. And I'm like,
my pool's still dirty, though.
Yeah.
Wait, what? Know?
I planted a trap. I left my underwear.
So your camera probably didn't see me because I came behind the UPS guy.
You a fucking cat? You're not sneaking by my camera. What the fuck?
It's just UPS guy with a box. You just see the pole.
You see him with his net. He's on his tippies trying to sneak by your camera.
Exactly.
Fuck this guy. I'm glad he got fired. just for that.
Yeah, well, what's next on the dockets?
How do you guys feel about 6ix9ine getting beat up and then turning it into a fucking PR run?
I know, man. That video
He cashed in.
I didn't like the song that much, but the video, I hated it.
Did you see that one video of him dancing with that dude?
I don't really...
Super gay.
Yeah? That song is not good to me. You've seen it?
And then he had like an interview talking about... how he felt when he got jumped, and he was saying that that he doesn't like to rewatch the video because it hurts him. And I'll give him one thing: he knows how to spin something into a win for him. Like, everybody was making fun of him. You got jumped. You finally got what everyone said you deserved or whatever. He looked stupid. He got beat up, and then he spun it into another million view video. And an interview where he's talking about it, making himself look like the victim.
Yeah.
That's a master splinter.
Yeah, like, but these guys are getting, like, time, like, hard
Oh,
time.
And then the one dad, the older guy, he has a GoFundMe to help him.
Yeah, to help him.
I like the description that the wife put. He's like, he's a good guy. He just made a mistake. I'm like, yo, he's on top of him, pummeling his face while your son... kicks him in the fucking cheek. He's a good guy. It was the 90s. It was cool back then.
Wait, it was a father's son?
Yes.
That's two, terrible.
Ray and Dominic?
Two of the assailants. Two of the jumpers.
If they turn heel.
Or two of the jumpies.
Yeah.
It was a father and son.
Yeah.
And you could tell by their beards. Because one was the same as the other one. It was just gray. They had a GoFundMe talking about how he was a good guy and he didn't mean it, but
it's terrible.
I mean, I don't care about the, you know, the extra shit or whatever, but he did get jumped, kicked in the face, kicked in the stomach for no reason, essentially, I guess. But he managed to turn it into a win for himself, so good on him, I guess.
So cheers him.
Smart.
Cheers him. Cheers him.
Toast to you. Second round's on me.
Hey man, if you can take a kick in the face, kick
in
the stomach.
Got some teeth. Hope you got some tea.
Let's say you had no choice. Somebody jumped you. Same way. Would you rather take the kick to the head or the face, or the kick directly to the gut?
I'm taking the kick to the gut.
Yeah.
But okay. But unexpected kick to the gut, meaning you have no chance to embrace.
Well, I at least like
you get the wind knocked the
fuck out of you.
Yeah, but what about the fucking feeling. Face? You could get killed.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
So, trauma to my head is not better than trauma to my gut.
Save the trauma for your mama.
Did you guys see that one guy who does all the...
No, hold on. Why did you look at me, bro? Did you feel that bad about your joke? You're good.
Did you see that one guy who does all the self-defense videos, like with the with the vest, the cop?
He tried to do it with the fucking...
Just grab his leg.
And you fuck him.
But he's like, oh, man, I'm sure he can teach me something. He can defend himself in any situation. But he just, like, looks so out of shape and...
He's just terrible.
Yeah.
He looks very terrible doing whatever he does.
Yeah.
It's like, completely unrealistic.
Like, all right, I understand you know all this stuff, but maybe, you know, lose a few pounds and... Because you're getting older. And so it's like, you're not going to be able to... Save yourself from these
whatever it
forever.
Was. He capital. I mean, he got that old man strength, but anyway.
Yeah. He looks strong. Like I'm not dissing strong like him. Bull. I'm just saying, like
Gary wants his self defense people to be fucking ripped.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Which speaking I of get. Someone who needs a self defense, Trump and Stein got arrested. I guess.
I don't know what's going on. Look there, bro.
No, indicted.
So what's going on? Does anybody really know what's going on?
Aphrodites?
He's not arrested. I don't know what's really going on. But I saw that Kodak Black was like, yo, get off Trump. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, leave Trump alone, basically.
Jesus.
So, okay, but he did say he's going to run again, though, 2024. Mm-hmm. That's next year. So are you ready for another Trump news stealing headlines for a whole year?
He said yeah.
I mean, I guess we've been bored. Yeah. I remember when he got elected and then everyone was like, oh, no, we're going to die. Like, people were crying. They're like, ah.
Oh, I remember. I was at a bar and the homegirl started crying. Like, I'm like,
I just remember.
What should we do? Yeah. What should we do?
I just remember checks and balances, what I learned in school, checks and balances.
And then people were like, he's not going to last.
Stocks and bonds.
Shirts and skins.
Yeah, good, because I had nothing.
Trump baby boy.
No, everybody was like, he's not going to last past a year. Yeah. He went full term.
Full term.
He's going to get impeached. I mean, he did, but he still finished.
He barely lost.
I think he got impeached twice in one presidency.
He beat the odds. So, that was fun. I think it was weird that was like so long ago, 2016, right?
Oh, insane.
2016, he got elected. And I feel like it was like just yesterday we were talking Trump shit, but... We're
Trump
a year
shit,
away
Trump
from
shit,
him
Trump shit.
From him doing it. It's my jaw segment. I think now after people have seen the way he like was as president, I think he's gonna get a lot more votes.
They don't like Joe Biden that much.
Yeah, because I think a lot of people were like, I like Trump a little bit, and they kind of sided with him more. So I think he might get more votes.
But that insurrection thing was just nuts. So I think that might put him on the back burner.
I don't know, man. The world is wacky. You got people. Yeah. You got the government stabbing
up Wacky Jackie.
Stabbing up Cash App founders and starting their own Cash App.
Fuck, man, yo, I'm telling you guys, the banks are coming for these digital currency people. Mm. Oh, I can't even say the name. I don't want to get killed in real life. Oh, they're coming for them. The banks don't play. People that run the banks run the world. We'll run the world, girls.
JP
Morgan. Is there, I don't know if you guys are paying attention, but is there any credibility that a lot of the world's nations are taking the Chinese currency over the years?
Oh, yeah,
currency?
Something screwy is going on with money.
Well, no, they're making the U.S., China.
China's making their dollar more valuable
than
the
U.S.
dollar.
Interesting.
So, in their countries.
And everywhere, because I think they just said the Russians agreed to...
Yes.
To drop the dollar for is it called the yen?
The yuan or yen? I don't know.
Yeah. So they're going to start using the yen instead of the dollar. So they're trying to basically bring down the value of the US dollar. But then we had crypto, and then crypto died, and then the founders of crypto died. And then we had these digital currency things like Cash App and Venmo and shit like that. And the Cash App guy dies. The federal government comes out with their own app called FedNow, which is like Cash App. A day or two after homeboy died.
That's crazy.
It's real screwy right now.
That's why when you say you wonder,
I'm a master potter.
If disgusting, bro. That's why you say if you wonder if Trump gonna get reelected. I'm not surprised if he does, bro. With all this shit's going on in the world.
Where's Ja?
I think we need Ja to figure out what's going on in this world. And I just know the guy to bring us back.
All right, man.
Anyways, thanks for dancing. So, do you think if he does get, let's say he gets convicted of whatever he got indicted for, mm-hmm. does that fuck up his chances to run next year? It has to, right? Because you can't run if you're a felon.
No, you can't.
I don't know if he's
somebody tweeted, felony, but I don't know if there's any credibility to it, but somebody tweeted that you can run if you're a felon, but you can't vote if you're a felon. So,
and you can't hide, is it?
Yeah.
You can run, but you cannot hide.
Yeah. There you go.
You can try.
That too.
But I'm going to find you. And it was called Race Against Time.
In my race against time, I can't stop running through the red light. Living my life.
Yeah.
Nah. That was 7 seconds. But yeah, so I think he'll still run even if he gets convicted, which is kind of funny.
So Kodak Black, you think owes him? Or like Wayne, do you think owes him for like getting them off the hook?
He thinks that. All the stuff that he did for people that were like, why the fuck did he do it for?
Yeah.
He thinks that that's like
nobody owes him in his pocket. Shite.
They don't, but he believes that they do.
Yeah, well, I mean, what are they going to do for him? You think, let's say these artists go, yeah, we support Trump. Mm-hmm. The fans are actually going to be like, okay, I guess we do too. Yeah,
fans are stupid, bro. We've seen fans do crazy things for their favorite artists. It's insane what the internet has done to just really gullible people. And so Trump has, you know, his mind in the right place as far as doing what he's doing, like, as far as gathering these people in his pocket. But who knows if it's going to pay out? Because like you said, they don't have to do anything.
Yeah. Pocket rocket.
Well, speaking about going to prison in about 2018.
I ain't going back.
Three men who killed XXXTentacion sentenced to life.
As they should have been.
They took one. They take one.
I was surprised because I still don't know the details of the case, but there was one person that was snitching on, what, two of them?
All did it.
Yeah, like they put him on the stand and he was pointing at his accomplices. I don't know if that guy got, you know,
was
free.
That meme? The snitching meme?
Something like that.
Yeah.
So didn't the lawyer also try to get Drake involved?
That was so weird. Yeah,
say that he ordered the hit.
That was a terrible lawyer.
What a wild
bro.
Hail Mary to throw.
Did you guys see the video of him saying that?
Mm-mm.
He is a terrible lawyer. Jesus Christ. Remember,
he's got to be public defender, right?
Has to
he's
be.
He's like, I guess I'll just try this Drake theory thing.
Dude, I don't know. Like I said, I don't know how these people pass the bar and fucking make it to the courthouses, but that
I would have loved
terrible.
To see Drake's reaction to that. Like just waking up that morning and seeing like the timeline go crazy.
I remember that's the first time I heard about XX,
the case? Drake,
no, the actual rapper, the guy. Drake took his, he claimed that Drake took
his
song.
Flow. Yeah.
And his flow in his song. And that's the first time.
What was that song? Yeah. That song was horrid, though.
It was horrible.
Yeah.
No, it was horrible.
No, it's hard.
Yeah?
Both of them.
You never heard
the Drake song?
I like
song?
Both of them. I like the X song, and then I like the Drake song.
I love Sad Song. By XX.
I like the Jocelyn Flores song.
And Speak Spanish, too, is a hard song.
Speak Spanish is hella hard.
Yeah. Do you think that if he was still alive, he'd be top of his class? Like, I don't know, like, you know, like...
Yeah, Uzi's the top of his class, so I'm assuming he would be. I don't know.
Nah, because I feel like top of... Like, his class was, like, Lil Pump. And
don't say it like that again.
Yachty isn't like Uzi's class, and they're doing their thing.
And with X too, X was in the Yachty Uzi class.
Yeah, he was.
I think that X would have been
6'9". There's a lot of rappers that just came and went though in that from that era.
The thing was, X was at a point. If we're taking what the people said mm-hmm. that when he passed, X was at a point where he was changing his. Mentality. He was headed to the Tupac stage of his life where, like, Tupac was screaming Thug Life and doing all this shit. But in the end, he had all these books full of raps and poems, and he was more of
the flower that grew from concrete.
Yeah, but what's the word? He was an activist, you know? Mm. He showed that side more. And that's where, like, X was going. There was videos of him talking to up-and-coming artists that were getting their shine, and he was, like, schooling them. Yeah. So,
well, I liked his
X was getting there. It would have been interesting to see what X would have done.
Yeah.
But who knows, man?
So, life for them.
Mm-hmm.
All that for that?
Good. This nigga. But, yeah, no, it's good that they did it. I mean, I don't understand how these people that do these gruesome things think that going to trial is going to help them.
Yeah.
I understand that, because I think Freakor brought it up a couple of pods ago where there's a difference between jail and prison.
Yeah.
So I guess they're in jail before.
Oh, it's a huge difference.
And then they're in prison after they lose the case, I guess. I guess. I'm not sure.
It's called prison shanks.
Okay, good. Good that you're bringing some light into this. Because it's not called, this is kind of, we've been on the.
Jail shanks.
We've been on the down low.
I like my beat. Down low, down low.
Yeah, yeah.
Down,
bring us back up. Down, what's a different down, topic that we could go out on?
I like my top. Live back.
You asking the wrong person.
Yeah.
What's a good topic to go out on? Yeah. Tiger Woods is golfing again. I got right. 5 minutes on that. Let me know if you want to hear it.
Go ahead, bro.
Have you ever been golfing?
No.
Have you ever been to Top Golf?
No, it's too hype beast for me. I know you probably have.
Really? I have been to Top Golf.
Of course you have. Anything hype beast, you like it.
There was
is
a
Top Golf hype beast?
Yeah, everybody's Top golfing. Don't even know how to golf. They just like bright lights and shit.
Yeah.
It's like when people are doing like that neon bowling shit.
No.
Everybody's
because
hardy.
Bowling is bowling. Top golf is.
Tap golf? You got to dance?
You got to dance while you're golf. While you're moving up to the four.
Dive, turkey.
No, but Top Golf is great. You should go.
I want to go.
Yeah. It's fun.
You want to take me?
Yeah, let's go.
Let's go on a date.
Let's go. El Segundo.
El Segundo, the second one?
Mm-hmm.
That's what? Far.
That's the only one we got, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only one we got.
The one I've been to. I've been to that one. Let's go to the one in Vegas. I've been to one. I haven't been to one in Vegas. I didn't want to go, but.
Well, go this weekend. Mike's going.
Oh, yeah.
Mike, you got room?
Mike, you got.
No, I don't.
You got it. It's literally you, and your car seats 5.
Do I have room to get there? Yeah, come on.
You ready for that Mario Kart movie?
Mario Brothers movie.
First of all, don't disrespect the bros.
Super Mario Brothers.
But Mario Kart will be featured in the movie if you saw the trailer.
Yeah, I'm watching it tomorrow, man.
If you saw the trailer, they showed them driving down Rainbow Road. If you played Mario Kart, you know Rainbow Road.
So it's treacherous. I know you like rainbows, but disrespectful. Do you?
Son of a bitch.
Do you? I'm talking to Mike right here. ISO.
They call ISO on me? I used to call ISO when I was Iverson and I was playing NBA Live.
Usually
ISO.
Gary Echo. Relies on his words to shut Echo. You up. He said
oh, I'm sorry. You did see that on camera? You didn't see that on camera.
Anyway, what were you saying?
Mike, you ready for the Mario? Did you see that we're like getting John Leguizamo for this? For saying that there's no Hispanics or Latinos in Mario, in the movie, Mario Brothers. Sorry, it was
and
Mario
in the cartoon.
Yeah,
I mean, Doug. Look,
which there are.
There are
some voices on there who
that are Latinos. Yeah. I don't know for sure, but it should be interesting.
Fred Armisen,
dude. I didn't know that he was Latino.
Jewish.
He's Latino.
I think he's like of Latino descent. Yeah. And a woman too on one of the woman voices.
Oh, the fucking chick is of Latin heritage. I forget. I think it's Argentina.
Okay.
What's her name? She's fucking good.
You gotta make them sound like dishes. I think she's of Latin descent.
And she's good.
I think that comes from the Latin heritage. What the fuck is she? Is she beans, bitch? is bitch beans? Is this bitch corn husks?
It's corn.
It's corn. I'm not allowed to talk apparently about Mario, bro.
You are.
I play the most Mario games here.
Yeah. Do you ever beat the whole Mario?
All of them.
All of them?
Every single one.
Super Nintendo, and.
Well, you said on the way. So you beat the one you say you're going to beat on the way to Florida?
No, I did not.
What about GameCube?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Always. My little brother. I started playing video games because of my dad, because he bought me a Nintendo. And then my little brother carried on tradition. So we've always had video games, always played. Always. I all the time. What the fuck is Mike looking up? Mexicans in Mario?
No, I'm looking for Armisen's.
Mexicans named Mario?
Hey,
how many Mexicans are named
How many
Mario?
Beaners were in the Mario movie?
John Leguizamo.
Fred Armisen's mom was born in Venezuela.
His mom?
Yeah.
What was his dad?
His father.
I don't give a fuck.
Was born in Germany.
Where's your thing today?
What thing?
Your soundboard.
It's linear. All
right, man, take us out.
Nah, I'm tired of you talking shit about me, Gary. We're gonna address this right now.
All
right,
address it.
Tune in next time, kiddos.
For the addressing.
I am. Okay. Up in this bitch. Uh-huh. Potter to my left.
It's me, Razzy in the building.
Razzy in the B would have sounded a little better. Potter to my right. His name is Mike. That's tight. Mike, say your name.
I feel bad. You just said my name.
I feel bad. Say your name, man. Extraduce yourself.
Go ahead.
Hey, if it's introduce, is it called extraduce?
Yeah.
Yo, extraduce yourself.
The outro.
Name of the pod, extraduce for no reason, all the way at the end.
Outro deuce.
Hey, yo, extraduce yourself.
He's still looking for something. He's
no,
looking
no.
For Rhea Ripley.
He's gonna come back. So Fred Armisen's grandfather was German. I don't know if you know this, but he had a splash of Mexican if he saw his 23andMe.
That's what's up, bro.